It's time to talk love and marriage with our resident young guy, Ryan. Let's see if this is Grounds for Divorce.
All right, what's cracking, Ryan?
All right, hold on. I got my question. I want to make sure that I... Okay, Heidi wants to spend a lot of money on a bring-home outfit for the baby.
So real quick, if you guys are new to the show, Ryan and Heidi, newlyweds, and they're going to have a baby... Baby boy, the end of May.
Yes.
Okay.
Now, she wants a bring-home outfit, you know, bringing him home from the hospital.
Yes.
She wants to spend a bunch of money on one, and I don't think that these outfits are really important, but she says that, yes, they are. This is the most important outfit of, you know, their young life.
So, Heidi wants to drop some money on a bring-home outfit for your baby.
I think it's dumb.
248-398-9279 is our house phone.
I think it's a waste of money. Why can't... Obviously, we've gotten a bunch of clothes from here and there so far. We're going to get more at the shower.
Yes.
Why can't we just put him in something and bring him home? It's not like he's going to a party or anything.
That's a good point.
Right?
Are we missing something here? 248-398-9279. Is this something that Ryan should just let her have?
That's the other thing.
Bring home outfit?
We say the, you know, die on the hill type deal.
Pick the hills who you want to die on.
Is this the one I want to die on?
The bring home outfit?
But it's like, man, some of these bring home outfits
are... But you think it's a waste of money.
Yeah.
I'm kind of with you on this one. I you know, it's supposed to be radio, so I'm supposed to argue with you and everything. But I'm kind of with you on this one. I never really understood that.
And I'm like, look at that outfit. That's a really nice outfit. No, that's a hand-me-down. I'm like, what? So you can't do that now? It's got to be brand new?
So you have a... Are there specific bring-home outfits?
You can look it up, and yes, there are... if you Google bring... I mean, that's what I'm calling it. I don't know officially the title. But there are outfits that are designated for... But now, I mean, she's buying a couple because she doesn't know what size... You don't know what size the baby's going to be.
Right.
So you don't know if you're going to need a newborn or a...
So somebody texted and said, yes, get over it. It's the baby's birthday celebration. Okay. All right. Baby don't know. Hi, Pam. Thanks for holding.
Hi. How are you?
We're wonderful. So what do you think about this?
So here's what I'm going to say. My baby was born 9 pounds, 7 ounces, 21 and a half inches long.
Good Lord.
The outfit that we brought to the hospital didn't fit. And my husband had to go home and get a different outfit to bring him home in. So, if you're going to spend a lot of money, make sure the outfit fits.
See, that's the thing. She's spending a lot of money, and she's already thought of that. She's buying multiple outfits to see what size it is. Well, now, I will say she's going to donate them to the hospital for if anybody needs an outfit.
Okay.
You know, so that's nice. But still...
Yeah, it's a lot of money. I'm with you. But, you know, first-time mom, although I only have one... You know, mine was born in November, so it was actually a warm day. And the outfit we brought home, he's 15 now and he's 6'4". So
Pam, like you said, he had to go out and get a bring home outfit for the kid. Where'd he go? Men's Warehouse?
Yeah, big and tall.
It's getting huge, man. All right. Hey, you have a wonderful day. We appreciate you listening.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Hi, Sarah. Thanks for holding. Welcome to Grounds for Divorce. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ryan, you should let her have it because it's not like back in the day when we had our first pictures taken and they look like little mugshots. Now they have like a whole photo shoot with the baby before you leave the hospital.
So that is true. She told me they have a photo shoot at the hospital and I was like, come on, get out of here. I guess so. That's what Heidi's saying. They
but
have a
the
whole
other
little
issue is... The other issue is she might want to buy two sizes because you don't know what size the baby's going to be.
Yeah, and she's already said that she's doing that.
Well, look at Ryan. You look at Ryan, he's kind of shaped like a biscuit.
I mean, I was 10 pounds when I was born.
You see, we didn't know that.
Yeah, I was 10.
How much did you weigh?
I was 10 pounds. So.
How about just keep the tags on and hide them?
There you go.
And you can return it.
That's a good one.
Sarah, to give you an idea, well, when Ryan was born, his mother's eyes just uncrossed 6 months ago. So. That's how big he was. So,
Sarah, oh, funny.
Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. There she goes.
Bye.
So, we get any feedback via text message as well?
Yeah, Larry actually has a good point.
Larry!
He goes, it's important to her, so let her do it, period. It's the same thing as her buying a wedding dress. You don't get why they spend that much on a dress to only wear one time. So, just let her have it.
Okay.
That's, yeah, I didn't
Does
think
that
of that.
Does that make sense to you?
Oh, I didn't buy the dress, though.
Yeah, I don't know how you expense that at work either. Yeah, I can't believe the general manager bought that. Thank you, Mac. Zach, thanks for holding.
Big Jim, Ryan, Zach, the window washer.
Yeah, here. Baby. So you got some advice for this young man?
Yeah. Number one, it is a complete waste of money, but per normal with all the other drums divorced, you cave like you always do, so just go ahead, let her get her way, dude.
Wow.
So just do what you always do and give in.
How many of you won, though? One, the toothbrush, and that's all, and she called in and said she didn't care, so you just might as well give in now.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not...
No.
My record's not great here.
Be strong, Ryan.
But I still think it's a waste.
Okay.
Oh, it is a complete waste of money. But, yeah, just let her have her moment.
Thank you, Zach.
All right, thank you.
Be safe, buddy. We'll be thinking about you, all right?
You guys too.
Second year marriage now, a little over a year. And you got a baby on the way in May. And you were asking a question about a bring-home outfit?
Yeah, so the outfit you take the baby home in for the first time, apparently it's a big deal. Especially for my wife, she wants to buy a couple outfits for it. I think it's a waste of money. I don't see why it's a big deal, why you can't just bring him home. Nobody's going to see him.
Put him in an Eisenman jersey. Just bring him home in a little baby Eisenman jersey.
I would
do
that. I'd be fine with it.
So if I send one to your house, am I starting a fight?
Oh, no.
Okay, I don't want to do that.
No, no.
Okay. So is this something Ryan should just let her have? Now, your track record and grounds for divorce is pretty much you have yet to pick a hill you want to die on.
Yeah, I usually just give up and let her do what she wants to do.
Hold on. Hi, Pam. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
My girlfriend, and last year Elizabeth Taylor, you only used it once, she took her wedding dress and had a little tutu outfit made for coming home and also had the christening dress made out of it.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good kind of cool.
That's a real... I've never heard that. That's a great idea.
It.
Okay.
Well, you spend $10,000 on a wedding dress you're never going to wear again, so you might as well get some use out of it.
So we do that with a boy.
Well, I can still work with a boy.
Sure.
It was white.
Yeah, there you go. Right. I mean, you could do that.
That's
a great
idea.
Call.
Pam, you use it.
Appreciate that. You have a great day.
You as well. Bye.
Bye. Yo, Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, turn your radio down.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. Hey, I was just got some advice for Ryan.
Hold on real quick. His phone is like, if you can get him to off a speakerphone, I don't want to. He was like talking. Line 4, if you can grab him, Manju. Thanks, man. Hi, Glenn. Go ahead.
Hey, I think Ryan needs to put him in a Juwan Howard jersey. That way you know he's a fighter as he comes out.
There
and not
we go.
Only that, but Juwan will actually show up when the baby's born and slap the baby. There he is.
Yo.
That's the new way to bless him.
Come on in, Juwan. All right. Thanks, man. Thank you, Glenn.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Yep, bye. Sorry about that, Mike. We had a weird connection. Are we better now?
Yeah, I was on my Bluetooth set.
Oh, no, driving. That's okay. No, you're driving. Be safe, dude. So what's going on?
Hey, for Ryan, what I was going to say is my sister, what she ended up doing is she got the dress, and then what she did is got a porcelain doll and put the clothing on the doll, and then when the child got old enough to have their own, she gave it to them for them to put it on their child, your grandchild.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
so just passing down
sort of
the outfit.
Like
okay,
becomes
I get
a
it.
Tradition. That's cool, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike.
Oh, yeah, the porcelain doll thing, well, when she gave it to them when they got a certain age, and they put it away, and then they ended up using it for their own child, their grandchild.
Okay, I'll tell you real quick story over the weekend. I bust out our lockbox. We're getting passports, so we had to, get your birth certificate and stuff.
Right.
We found a $50 savings bond that was given to Ryan back in 1997. when he was born, I just looked at it and went, oh, yeah, he's 24 now. We should probably give him this thing. So
forgot about that one.
Yeah, it was like, oh, texted him and said, hey, he goes, when did I get that? I'm like, when you were born, we forgot to do that. Let me see. Nancy in Trenton. Yeah, I know. First child gets anything goes. Just make sure he gets Tigers and Lions outfits. Second child, third child is not such a big deal.
That is true. That's the thing.
Your 13-year-old Ryan just texted it. I'm sorry I cut you off.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, my feet didn't fit in the footies. So So our 13-year-old, what we know about Ryan, the 13-year-old who listens and texts into the show, is he got big old feet.
Oh, yeah, he texted him before, said he was so big he didn't fit into the outfit. So don't do it, Ryan. I can't believe I'm siding with you.
What?
And I had my mom wake me up for this. I don't even have school today.
Now he's going to go back to bed all grumpy. So if you just join us, grounds for divorce. Heidi wants to spend a lot of money on the bring-home outfit for the baby. You don't get it. You think it's a waste of money.
Yeah, let's just bring him home and whatever.
Right. Something with pineapples on it, say.
No.
Let me buy it. I'll get you a take-home outfit.
She's not gonna do it.
Come on.
No, you got us that one outfit, and the baby
will
wear.
With the pineapples with the bow tie?
Yeah, the baby will wear it, because I actually like that outfit a lot.
It looks tight. 248-398-9279. Hey, Tim, thanks for holding. You got some advice for Ryan?
Buddy, she is going to be on such a hormonal roller coaster, you might as well give in to her now, because it's an investment in your future. If you don't, you're never going to live it down.
It's an investment in your future. Okay, Tim, are you speaking from experience here, like you did something just really stupid and you paid for it?
Actually, no, but I got woke up being beaten on because her hormones were telling her that I beat up the babies. It's like, what?
Well,
you know, she's going to be up and down. Her hormones are trying to adjust to having the baby.
So
you might as well give in to her now.
Okay.
It's an investment in your future, brother.
See? Sage advice.
I'm right. Thank you.
Tim, appreciate you, bud.
Thanks,
have a
Tim.
Good morning.
Anytime. You too. Bye.
Has Heidi heard this?
Yeah, she's texted me, but I can't look because I don't want to ruin the Facebook Live.
Well, go ahead and look.
All right.
Oh, will it mess it up?
I don't know. We'll see.
That's still working. We're on Facebook Live. Big Jim's House on WCSX is what you search up on Facebook. What does it say?
Nothing yet. She's commenting on some callers.
Oh, no. Yeah. Okay. So you guys know, Heidi gets triggered by the callers, and then she smacks Ryan around a little bit.
Yes, yes. Yeah,
or as we like to call it, he gets Jawan'd. There it is. Okay. Mr. Howard. Man. Okay. More calls? 248-398-9279. I want to know what Heidi said. Tell her. Okay. Can you read any of those?
Oh,
no.
Oh, yeah. Just the one. The most recent one was said about the caller with the wedding dress used it.
Yes.
Said that's great, but she goes, ugh, my son will not be wearing white. I don't know what that's all about, so.
What, because after Labor Day or whatever the hell that is? What are you talking about?
And now, back to Grounds for Divorce with resident young guy Ryan in Big Jim's house.
So, you were talking about bring-home outfits. Again, if you're new to the show, thanks for stopping by. Ryan Logan on my left. You and Heidi, young couple, now into your second year of marriage, but you got a baby due end of May.
Yes.
We know it's a boy.
Yeah.
But now there's bring-home outfits. I honestly don't remember this being a thing. But my wife is, well, significantly smarter than I am, so I'm sure Kathy mapped all this out.
Oh, yeah, I didn't think about it. You don't remember her going, this is the outfit we're taking him home in?
No.
No?
No. For Adam or Ryan? No. Either one of the boys. I don't remember. I don't think. We did, but I don't remember. It wasn't a big deal.
No, I feel like they made up a ton of stuff since you had kids on crap you need to do.
It was not like we gave birth on the Oregon Trail.
No, I know.
That's the way you're painting this one. Jebediah was the lone doctor. We waited for him to come over the mountain to give birth.
No, I mean like when my mom or mother-in-law are like, oh, well, when we were pregnant, we didn't. Yeah, that was 30 years ago, dude.
Okay, you're not helping the case. You always do this.
God,
yeah.
Now I'm going to get in trouble in three ways.
Why did you drag your mom into that? Don't do this. So Ryan thinks these ideas, these bring-home outfits are just ridiculous. It's a waste of money. Heidi, not so much. How many outfits do you think she's got for the kid just to take home?
At least three right now that I know of that she's kind of juggling.
What are you doing, costume changes on each floor?
Well, she's nervous about the sizes. Now, I will say, she's a very nice person, so the ones that we don't use, she's going to donate them to the hospital for anybody who's in need of one or something like that. So yeah. They're not going to waste, but I still think it's like,
248-398-9279. That's our house phone.
I just saw you wrap them in newspaper and
yes. Absolutely. You treat him like a fish at Eastern Market. That's what you do. You wrap the baby up and just take him home like it's flower day, Ryan. You just grab him and walk out of the hospital. Good Lord. Murray, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Why not let the bring-home gift be one of the shower gifts?
There you go. The baby shower, and you put in there you want to.
And I'm sure we'll items. Get an outfit that'll be added to the to the lineup of take-home gifts from there. So
okay.
that's definitely possible.
Not bad. Good idea, Murray. Appreciate you, bud.
Thanks, Murray.
No problem, guys. Have a good day.
You too, man. 7:42. Well, an update on the Coney dog fight, by the way. Oh, it's getting really interesting. We'll do that in about 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Carrie, go ahead.
Hi, Ryan. The coming home outfit is very special. You have to allow Heidi to get whatever outfit she wants. And don't forget, she let you off the hook on the baby shower.
That's true.
Owe her the outfit.
Okay.
Okay, Carrie, here's the problem. Women have some, their memories are so much better than guys. So yeah. You remember that. Ryan didn't even remember that until
no
you just brought
what
that
talking
up.
About.
That's, yeah.
Oh, Ryan, you got a lot to learn.
That's why I do this.
I'm telling you, when it comes to remembering things, Carrie, when it comes to remembering things, we're bringing a butter knife to a gunfight. We're screwed in this part of it.
That's true.
Carrie, have a great day.
I've been happily married for 38 years, so there's some good advice.
There you go.
Awesome.
Bye, Carrie.
Thank you.
Bye.
And by the way, thank you, Heidi, for letting us pick the bring-home outfit. That was very nice of you.
Yeah. No, don't start that.
Is she yelling at
that? She's already fired up this morning, yeah.
So has she said anything to you about it? I know she's responded to callers.
No. She's literally not said anything. She just laughed at my newspaper bit.
Get the baby wrapped up in a... Yeah. Hi, Deb. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Well, my comment is... you know, I had a miracle baby, and I was never supposed to have children, blah, blah, blah. I did, and when I got pregnant, everything was going to be perfect, including the bring-home outfit. I was Heidi. I'm getting the bring-home outfit I want. Money was no object. We're doing it. So my husband brings it up to us, and we're getting her dressed. And about 5 minutes into getting her dressed, she decided that she needed to throw up. And she threw up that yellow, yucky bile all over this absolutely gorgeous little dress that I was taking her home in.
Whatever comes out of these kids the first day, the stuff from behind, and right, whatever that is, Deb, it is, I don't know what it is, but you want to solve the pothole problem in Michigan, put that stuff in potholes.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
That's right, because it will take care of everything. It's sticky, it's gooey, it stinks, and it doesn't come out of anything.
Right.
Boy. You know? So, you know, I'm thinking, if I ever was had the second child, I'd have brung her wrapped up in a towel home.
See, there you go.
Because I could use a corner of a towel to wipe off everything. So, good luck, enjoy. But that was my experience with the take home outfit.
Go. All there right, you go. Thank
so maybe
you.
The news.
And I listened to my husband for months. I told you we shouldn't have spent that much money on this damn thing. So yeah, yeah. So and I couldn't say anything. He was right. Good luck, guys.
Thank you.
You too. Bye.
Bye, baby.
Can you just use Scotch Guard on the outfit beforehand?
Yes. Yeah, that's what you want to do. Laminate the outfit. Hold on. Mark, what's up?
I've been listening to all this with Ryan and Heidi since you guys started it for months now, you know. And if he doesn't start learning to concede, he's going to find out that after the baby's born, every woman goes into the worst state of depression ever, and she'll beat him up for everything. Pregnancy is something where the husband should always just give in. If you're ready, no problem. And happy wife, happy life. You know what they say.
There you go. Yeah,
Mark, absolutely. So okay, all right.
Good. Thank you, Mark.
Uh-huh.
So we can't pick the bring-home outfit.
No.
Okay, can I negotiate something?
Okay.
No, this isn't bad.
All right.
Let us, the listeners here at CSX, Big Jim's house, let us pick your walkout song from the hospital. When you go from the hospital to the car.
Oh, okay.
Like you know, like entry music in WWE.
Yeah.
And we'll play the song. We will play you out. Let us pick a good song. Come on.
All right.
Come on. 248-398-9279. Do you think Heidi will agree to this? It'll just be for like a minute.
We'll have fun with it. I'll say she will for the...
Heidi wants to really have a couple outfits for the baby.
Yeah, a couple to choose from, which size depends, but she wants a specific outfit for when we bring the baby home. And, I don't get it. I think it's a waste of money.
So, I kind of propose the idea that, well, if we can't pick... if you won't let me pick the bring-home outfit for the baby, maybe we can have the song. 248-398-9279. What song should we play when... because you're going to come out in a wheelchair, right? You know, they bring out a wheelchair from the hospital, take you to the car, you'll have the baby, you're playing Roll Me Away by Bob Seger, right? Local. I can even get you a little thing for the baby, and we can call it a Bib Seger. Come on! It'll work.
Bib Seger.
So I'll just stand there with a boombox when you guys come walking out of the hospital, and I'll play the song. Unless you guys have other suggestions. 248-398-9279. Is that Carrie? Oh, Carrie, hi. Go ahead.
Hello again.
You got a takeout song for take-home song? Not takeout. It's take-home. Yeah, bring-home song.
Yes. Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a cool one.
Yeah, that would work.
That would work.
Okay, the one I want to do is Hey Baby so I can do my Nugent impression while she's rolling the baby out.
Oh, no.
That could be interesting. Somebody needs to film that.
Okay, well, only guy to get assaulted by a mom rolling out with her kid. Thanks, Carrie. Yeah. Have a good morning.
You too, bye.
Standing here in front of the hospital, a young Ryan and Heidi Logan walking out with your baby boy. Reminds me of 1973 Southfield High School. A young Robert Allen Seger takes the stage and suddenly Detroit becomes an echoing mecca of sound and explosion that washes across southeastern Michigan like a baby's lone cry. Come on, let me do that.
Ted, please leave.
Come on. I just want to see the baby once. Put me through.
Oh, man.
Shannon takes it in Baby Shark. Oh!
Oh, God.
Come on! 248-398-9279. Has Heidi responded to this yet? Because she won't let us pick out that outfit?
No, not to this one about the naming. She laughed. She said, walkout song. Ha, ha, ha. But she did say, yeah, there's no way you're picking the outfit.
All right, fine. Coney Dog Fight, round number two. Voting ends tomorrow for the second round. And it is on like Donkey Kong. I went and Googled, I searched on Facebook, like WCSX Coney Dog Fight, and you can see all the Coneys are really doing a wise thing by sharing this and getting more votes. If you don't know what's going on, we're looking for the best Coney in Detroit. Everyone who votes, and you can vote once per round, the keyword is...
Coney.
I voted yesterday. We can vote, right? We just can't win the prize.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, out of everyone who votes, someone is going to get an autographed Alice Cooper Court street sign. And I think this is just as important. That place that you love, that Coney that you love, is going to get $15,000 in advertising from CSX.
Man, that's huge.
Yes. There were some pretty big upsets in the first round.
There was.
Dooley's got bounced.
Dooley, that's one that I thought was a shoo-in for the finals. But
you know what they did, man.
That's what happens. Like you said, people are sharing it. You get out and vote for your favorite Coney.
You don't want to get Coney cocky in this thing.
Oh, no.
Gotta be careful saying that. Anyway, keyword Coney. Did you see American and Lafayette are both still in it?
Yeah, they both got through, yeah. As well as La Pumas, that was a big one. People calling in, talking about them.
Right.
That was a huge one as well.
I want to call it Pete La Pumas. Every time I see La Puma, I start doing that stupid cartoon voice. Jerry's out in Waterford got through on 59.
Yeah, one really close race in the second round is Daily Drive-In, which was part of our restaurant road trip.
Yeah.
And then Walt's Coney Island, they're neck and neck in the second round. So.
You mean dog versus dog?
Yeah, they're, yep.
Do we still have that video up of what happened at Daly's?
Oh, yeah.
So last year, we do these restaurant road trips. We go out and we try to feature local restaurants. We may hopefully sometimes do it again, but it was just a fun way of saying thank you to all the local businesses. And we went to Daly's, and you and I got a foot-long Coney.
Yes, we did.
So we're sitting in the car. Have you ever been to Daly's? It's an old-school drive-up. I mean, it's you pull up and you put your order into the little box there, and they bring it out to your car, curbside. So you and I decided to do it. Was that my idea?
I think so. I'm sure it was, yeah.
We tried to Lady and Tramp it.
Oh, it didn't work well.
Dude, so we're both eating one side of the coney. Unbeknownst to us, there's someone right across from us, because, again, this is where you pull up and car hop service. There's two guys in a white van who are just taking a lunch break. They're out working a real job.
Yeah, and these are real, across, real men.
And there's two guys eating a coney dog together.
At 10:30 in the morning.
and the guy didn't stare at me. He burned a hole in your head.
And wouldn't stop looking at me.
No, and it was disgust the whole time. Yeah. Ryan, you see him in the video. You're so uncomfortable. You're like, he keeps looking at me.
Oh, my gosh. Keyword trip. If you want to go back, you can go back and watch the restaurant road trips. But scroll down a little bit. No. The Daily's one is right there. But, yeah, that's their keyword trip.
Oh, good Lord.
Ooh, not a good time.
Yeah.
But they're still there.
It's
all because of us sharing it.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. 757. CSX Files on the way in about 20 minutes here. Florida lawyer. That's all I'm saying about this story.
Okay.
And sleepwalking goes high gear.
I love this one.
Yeah, we'll get to that. You love that one? As much as you love that hot dog at Daly's?
Oh.
Look at me.
Two ends, one dog. That's what they call that video.
Really? That's what...